Hi, this is a dictation for patient Wainwright, W-A-Y-N-E-W-R-I-G-H-T. Date of birth is 12-6-1957. Date of accident is 3-10-2025. Wainwright, date of birth 12-6-57. Date of accident 3-10-2025. Date of visit as a new patient 6-18-2025. Mr. Wright is involved in an automobile accident in a hit and run, and is now having a chief complaint of pain in the upper lumbar, lower lumbar, left and right side of the neck, in a constant pain. Left ankle is hurting, right leg is hurting, right leg loses balance, jumps out of place, and right hip is in severe pain. Constantly it makes him limping time to time and has to sit down wherever he is so that he doesn't fall down. History of the automobile accident is described as follows by the patient. On 3-10-2025, patient was traveling in a lift car as a front seat passenger. He was restrained, and it was a mid-sized car. The other people that were traveling were Tammy, the driver, Melinda Meinion, M-E-N-I-O-N, and Charles Beckett, B-E-C-K-E-T-T, in the back seat. The accident happened in East Detroit, but he do not have the street name. So it's around a side street while passing intersection. The other car that hit them was a Ram truck, and it hit them at 30 to 35 miles an hour to the back side, but more on the right side of the back of the car. The impact caused him no loss of consciousness. The airbag did not deploy. It was a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and the patient was taken to the hospital via ambulance to St. John Moras, where he was there for 4 to 5 hours. X-ray CT scan was found negative, and then he was discharged. He injured during the accident. He hit into the dashboard and the headrest, leading to neck whiplash, head injury. The knees hit into the dashboard. The damage to the car is unknown by the patient at this time. The back of the car towards the passenger side on the right was damaged significantly, but it was still drivable. He's not sure if it was total. He do not have the picture of the car. He do not have the police report for which he has been asked to provide. History of presenting illness. Patient report that he's suffering from headaches that are located to the right temple, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are moderate, infrequent, sensitive to the light, associated with nausea. The symptoms of TBI that are reported by the patient are dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, nightmares, nausea, spots in the vision, blurred vision, and erectile dysfunction. Denies any taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. He denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures. Denies any loss of equilibrium or disorientation, confusion, lack of focus. And denies any loss of vision field. In addition, patient has suffering from weakness, lightheadedness. He reports numbness and tingling of both the extremities, upper and lower, front and back, difficulty in walking, fatigue, incontinence of the urine, anxiety, depression. Denies any panic or nightmares. Sleep disturbance is reported, but no sudden anesthesia. In the pain syndrome, patient is consistently having pain in the neck area, mid-back area and lower back area. Neck pain is 7.5, mid-back pain is 7.5, lower back pain is 7.5 also. Also, he reports of pain in the right hip, which is 5 and 6. Right knee pain is 5 to 6, it's more like a discomfort, and right ankle pain is 5 to 6. In addition, patient reports a shooting pain from neck to both the upper extremities and involving back part of the upper extremities. Second, third, and fourth finger is found to be numb and tingling off and on. In addition, lower back pain is shooting down to both legs posteriorly in S1, S2 term fashion, but it stops by the ankle. It does not affect the ankle and feet. Sorry, it doesn't affect the feet and the toes. All of these pains are continuous and are throbbing, sharp, aching, tender, tiring, exhausting, fearful. Pain level is 7, ADLs are 7. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, coughing, lying down, improved by sitting and medication and rest. So far, patient has some muscle weakness on the right leg and also both the arms. He drops the phone 4 times into the toilet. He reports of having CT scan done at the hospital. In the past treatment, patient saw a physician, Dr. Jean Pierre, Paul. Physical therapy is being done and medications have been provided. Please review the records for system review. Additional surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, disability, legal history, and also personal history, and ADL from the chart. Physical examination, blood pressure is 202/127, pulse 71, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'9", weight 157, respiratory rate is 20, temperature is 98.9. A 67-year-old African-American male of a good-built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. No anxiety, depression, or pain phases, and the patient is quite relaxed and good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with some limping towards the right leg due to the pain that he is experiencing. Rest of the exam will come from the template, which includes the neurological, psychological, and musculature examination. That are all found to be completely normal. Tenderness of the spine is not noticed. The SI joints are also not tender. The musculoskeletal examination, cervical spine, range of motion is as follows. Forward flexion is 45, extension 55, side flexion is 25, rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 45, extension is 10, side flexion is 15, and rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign, swirling test was negative. Lerman test was negative. Soto Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, slum test is negative. In the lumbar spine, split leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees bilaterally. CLR is positive. CAMP is positive. CAMP test, Lewinsky sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joints are positive for Faber test and Gosselin test. Extremities, in the extremities examination, the examination of the right hip and right knee and right ankle was found to be completely normal, except for slight tenderness that patient has been complaining, but the complete normal findings. No valgus varus abnormality, no motor deficit, and range of motions are normal. and in the right knee, the leg length discrepancy is not there. The patellar apprehension test was slightly positive. Range of motions are normal to 140 degrees of flexion. Steinman test is negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Right ankle is completely normal, normal circulation. In the right hip, there is a Thomas and Ellie test are negative. No fracture tenderness is noticed. Range of motions are completely normal, no motor deficit. Diagnosis is from the records. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to begin. Because we don't have a, we have requested records of the previous physical therapy. The physical therapy will compose of cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, both shoulders, right hip, right knee, and right ankle and feet. 3 times a week with traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program. Patient is ordered disability for work, housework, and transportation. Drug screens are ordered. Medications are provided, non-narcotic, Mopic 7.5, 2 times a day for pain, for anti-inflammatory and healing. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach pain, stomach protection. Wellbutrin XR 150 twice a day for mood and anxiety. Neurontin 600 mg for neuropathy, pain and headaches. Lunestra 1 mg for night for sleep, help. Lidocaine ointment 5% for the pain relief, topical. The patient is ordered a cervical traction. So he already has a back brace, knee compresses, and I have ordered a cane, cervical traction, and tension for further stability and healing. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise, referral to psychiatrists are all okay. Review of the past records, we have ordered a release of the records. MRI reports are available, which are as follows. The patient is provided an MRI from M1 Imaging. They are dated June 7, 2025. In the cervical spine, patient has a central disc herniation at C23, C45, and a bulging disc at T34, T56, T67, as well as a T71. Thoracic spine has a disc herniation of T8, 9, T9, 10, T10, 11, T11, and 12. In the lumbar spine, patient has a bulging disc at L1, L2, L23, L34, L45, and L5S1, and we have discussed in detail with the neuroforamina compressing and all other issues that are encompassing. Patient is recommended following procedures for interventional pain relief, 4 to 6 lumbar epidural injections, 2 cervical and 2 thoracic epidurals to bring the relief. Patient will continue his physical therapy. Chiropractor treatment has been discussed. Massage has been discussed. Acupuncture laser treatment has been discussed. The attendant care, caseworker, surgery referral are not warranted. Follow-up visit will be in 15 days. Patient was also provided a pain relief for now with Percocet 7.5/325 every 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets. Voltaren gel 3% was ordered. Flexuril 2 times a day was also ordered. Thank you.